This week's Property Pulse on eRadio with Andre Kleinans, of course, from Easy Properties. And as we mentioned last week, we're going with that debate on buying versus renting a home here in South Africa, the pros and the cons. So Andre joins us. He knows what he's talking about. And I don't know if you're going to convince me to rent. I'm currently renting, Andre, or you're going to convince me to buy.
Thank you, Ewan. Glad to be back. It definitely is an interesting question that we're going to tackle. And hopefully by the end of it, you will be a little bit wiser with regards to what the best decision is.
Yes, I'm in two minds over this. You know, I just can't decide, you know, what is the best. But anyway, deciding whether to buy or rent a home is quite an important life choice. It's a big one, and it can significantly impact your financial well-being and lifestyle. So how do you do this during these uncertain economic times, Andre?
The best advice I can give people is that during this interesting economical times, the right decision becomes even more critical. So one needs to weigh up the various options, look at the benefits and the drawbacks. So in the past, obviously, home ownership has always been seen, you know, looking at, you know, adulthood. This is what you have to have. You have to buy a home. And, you know, it was ingrained in our, in people for generations. So it is still one of the best long-term investments that you can make, okay? But obviously some people delay the purchase, you know, for various reasons, you know, when they want to enter the market. So in short, it's not a simple choice. One's got to look at the various pros and cons with economical fluctuations, high interest rates, uncertainties, and therefore, you know, one's got to look at your own financial situation and your long-term goals before you commit to any one of these options.
Well, Andre, owning a property really looks like it's such a major commitment. What are the factors to consider when deciding on whether to buy or rent?
You're right. Owning a property is a major commitment. So, you know, the one thing is that the banks in South Africa are to some extent conservative in what they, you know, in terms of their lending. So one has to factor that into the market conditions. The factors to consider whether you buy or rent is really your financial readiness. You've got to look at your financial stability. Your credit score plays a big role. Generally, people in the bank looks at it in favor. You know, it's got to be way up above 600, 650 is ideal and upwards. The ability to afford the home ownership expenses that go with it. So including the, you know, the deposits and maintenance and ongoing costs that's associated with it. So as a long-term goal, you know, one's got to look at where your career is. You know, do you want to, you know, is there potential that you may be relocating at some stage? You know, if you align, you know, owning a home with your life stage, your goals and your financial readiness, you would obviously know that the time is right that you can make that type of decision. So market conditions also play a role. And I mean, sometimes it's actually better to rent. It's more, you know, it's just more advantageous, and we'll deal with that a little bit. But you got to bear in mind when the market is down, you can also find good deals. So you may find a property that is way below market value and is essentially an excellent buy in comparison to renting. So these factors on home ownership that must be considered, it comes with property taxes, insurance, maintenance, and if you buy in a complex, obviously levies and so forth, that is, you know, for the additional services rendered. So lastly, one's got to weigh up the opportunity costs. So if your funds are tied down, if you think about it, when you purchase a property for the next 20 years, I mean, your funds are tied down and you've got the ongoing home ownership expenses. Some of this could be used for other investments or other financial goals, starting a business if you were renting.
So, Andre, home ownership is obviously a long-term investment. It is, however, also not a one-size-fits-all solution. So, what are the pros and cons of owning versus renting a home? And I can't wait for your answer.
You are indeed correct. So, it shouldn't be solely just based on ownership, but rather a situation where you are finding the best housing solution for your circumstances, as I mentioned earlier, and you know, your well-being and quality of life. But if we were looking at the pros and cons versus the owning or renting a home, it'll be a little bit of a lengthy answer, but here we go. So let's first look at the advantages of ownership. So you're building equity. I mean, it's one of the significant advantages of home ownership is that on a balance sheet, the banks look at it, everyone can see that there's an asset and you are building equity. Right, so that is a good thing. So over time, this equity can serve you as a potential source of wealth. Stability and freedom. Owning a home provides you that stability and freedom to personalize, modify your property to your needs. So you can control your living space and make long-term plans about, you know, what it is that you want to do with that particular property, which you don't have necessarily with a rental. So with home ownership, it also comes with various tax advantages, such as deducting the interest and property taxes from a taxable income. You know, if you work from home and those type of things, it does have that type of benefit. So these can actually, to some extent, reduce your overall tax liability. So let's look at the disadvantages of ownership. The initial cost is high. So it takes significant upfront investment, putting down a deposit, paying for the transfer fees, potential home inspections, and all that that is associated with the actual purchase of the property. Then, speaking about ongoing expenses, you will be responsible for all the maintenance and repair costs, the upkeep, and these are unpredictable. So it can very easily be quite a burden if you had bought that proverbial lemon. Then the last disadvantage I'm going to touch on is the market risk. So yeah, one's got to understand. I have a saying that I often talk about, and I say, when do you make money on a property, when you buy or sell? And the answer is, you actually make money when you buy. Because like shares, if you buy low and sell high, you make money. But if you are buying in 2006, 7, 2005, between, you know, I spoke about the seller's market the other day, people overpaid for properties. And more often than not, you would find that over time, they can literally just get the same for the property than what they've paid for it. Especially, you know, some investment properties that was bought over, you know, like DSTV had a whole channel and you could purchase developments and things like that. We've had clients that's never even seen the properties that they've bought.
Sure.
So there's no guarantee that property will appreciate. So those are the market risks that one needs to take into consideration. Then let's look at the advantages of renting. That offers you flexibility, obviously, compared to buying. You have freedom to move. You can move with very little issue because if you have to sell a property and you need to be in the market as we have now, it could take substantially longer. And, you know, it can take anything from 3 to 6 months to sell your home. Okay. So for those that find that they need to relocate often, obviously renting has a big advantage for them there. So we also spoke about, you know, costs to some extent, but, you know, so on rentals, you have a lower upfront cost. You don't have that deposit and all those type of things. I mean, you have a deposit, but not as high. So you just need to provide for a security deposit and the first month's rent. So when you look at those type of things, it is far, there's far less costs, which makes it a lot more attractive for people to rent. Then you're also limiting your financial risk because you are not directly exposed to the decline in the property market and you're not responsible for maintenance and upkeep and all those type of things to some extent. So, you know, there are definitely advantages of renting. You know, the flip side of the coin, let's quickly look at the disadvantages. So we mentioned earlier that you're building equity when you own. So unfortunately, when you rent, that does not provide you the opportunity, you know, to build that type of equity or to own a valuable asset. So that's a big negative. Rent increases can obviously sometimes, you know, be quite excessive. If you have a landlord that is escalating at 10% per annum, normally rentals start at a rate lower than what you would pay on your bond. But over time, within a year or two, you would have to actually look at moving purely because of a financial impact, because of the fact that it actually escalates and it makes it harder to budget for those type of expenses. Then I mentioned earlier the control that you've got about over your living space. Now, when you're renting, that changes substantially because you can't make big changes and renovations and things like that as easily. You know, you need to get permission or ask the landlord, you know, to make those type of changes. And more often than not, they will do it, but then they will increase the rent because it adds additional value. So, yeah, I think that basically touches the pros and cons.
Yeah, well covered, Andre. Thank you. And then, you know, you mentioned costs. Can we talk about those costs when you make a decision to buy or rent?
Absolutely. They are, as I've mentioned, we look at, and I'm really going to delve between the two in terms of some of the areas that I've already touched on. So let's look at upfront costs. So we mentioned earlier that if you are buying, obviously then a deposit, is more often than not, it assists you in getting a better interest rate, as well as the fact that it makes it easier to obtain finance. But you've got transfer duties to look at, conveyancing fees, bank fees, estate agent fees, and property registration fees, you know, bank initiation fees, and all those type of things. Whereas on the renting side, you only have to advance a deposit of 1 month's rent plus the first month's rent, which is normal. So that covers you for any possible damage during the lease, and you get it back when obviously the lease ends. So the difference is on the buying side, those are once-off payments in your long-term investment. So even if we look then at monthly payments, so your rent is subject to increase every 12 months. I mentioned that at 10%. Where on if you actually have a bond and you own your own home, your repayments can be fixed or would reduce or increase with interest, depending on what happens to the prime lending rate. So that could be a big negative, as I said earlier, when you, in actual fact, stuck in a contract that escalates by 10%, which is far more than what it will escalate in terms of the repayment. So it quickly can catch up, which makes them equal. Extra costs. So if you rent, you basically would pay for water and electricity, you know, effluent and sewage fees. And you would probably have your own homeowner's, you know, contents insurance. So maintenance costs, building insurance, and all those are paid by the landlord. Whereas if you purchase a property, you've got rates and taxes, levies, water and electricity. You've got the home contents insurance, building insurance, levies, home loan protection plan that often needs to be taken by some people because they don't have sufficient life cover, etc. And then there's all the maintenance costs that is associated with the ownership. So yeah, quite a difference between the two. And I think it's important that people understand that you've got to look at your own financial situation and where you are at that particular point in time to make the right decision that works best for you.
Okay, and I'm curious, Andre, you get all these young couples, young professionals. How do they approach the market today in terms of buying or renting?
That is a very good question. So essentially, you know, there is an interesting phenomenon amongst young adults. So they make a lot of lifestyle decisions. There is obviously fantastic complexes that is available that has, a lifestyle estate, because you have a shop, you've got tennis courts, swimming pools, a gym, and all of it comes with it. So that they often, it's quite feasible that they would look at options like that, because it doesn't come at an additional cost. So we do find that the younger people tend to rent, and as soon as that they are married, kids, things like that, they tend to then start looking at home ownership. We've had quite a lot of youngsters, they start their first jobs, interesting enough, and instead of actually buying a place that they stay in, they actually buy an investment property which they rent out. That is an excellent idea. So, as I mentioned, you've got to prioritize your life goals and, look at how you want to, do this. So there's a number of considerations, that they look at, which I'd like to just touch on one or two things. I've mentioned earlier flexibility. When you rent, obviously there is unparalleled flexibility in owning that home. So they change jobs, so renting is a perfect fit for them, and that allows them to adapt quickly to changes in their professional lives. So it's a lower financial burden. I've mentioned that earlier as well. So generally renting is a little bit cheaper, if I may use the word, than what would be associated by purchasing a home. I mentioned the no maintenance hassles. So generally those are covered to some extent, unless you are the cause of the damage or the maintenance and repairs. Then you would have to pay for that yourself. But there is a significant reduced spend because of the fact that you don't cover maintenance. Then, I mentioned about the amenities, where there's gyms, pools, community centers, etc. During times of economic uncertainty, which we're going through at the moment, people are not sure about their jobs. And a lot of people are cautious about making long-term financial commitments. So that is where we see that the rental market is very busy, where people may actually make decisions rather renting than buying a home. We often also see people that move out of certain areas, and they would move into an area where, years ago you would actually immediately buy a property. Now they are cautious. They would rather consider renting for a year, getting to know the area, and then making the decision based on the knowledge that they have acquired before they then purchase a property. So I think that sort of covers what we're finding with young professionals.
Okay, very interesting. And then, Andre, what about rent-to-own properties? Do you get something like that?
You do. That is a very interesting area because of the fact that it is often not... People hear about it, but they don't understand how it gets structured. So I also think that gives you sort of a complete middle ground. Now, this is not an option that is always available because of the fact that the landlord literally would mean that he would have to cover when you do a deed of sale, an agreement where they then pay the owner instead of bank. So rent-to-own options is popular. We've seen it in some areas where it's sort of has taken off. But so part of that rent obviously goes towards the purchase price, okay, which helps you. But then within a certain period in time, you need to finance it. So we can do a deed of sale that basically allows you to pay the property over a period of time. We've had many of these contracts where people then opt, they would rather pay instead of 20,000 rand a month for 20 years, they would save substantially and reducing the interest portion by then actually making a decision to pay, say, 50,000 rand a month over a five-year period, where they then pay the property, you know, off. But that is not always possible, because it means that the landlord, if you don't qualify and you want to actually buy another property and you don't qualify for two bonds or two properties in your name, you know, then if they are bond free, that's fine. But otherwise, they will have the problem that they cannot even consider such an option. So they are not always readily available, but, you know, there's a great benefit, because it basically locks in a future purchase price, time to improve your credit score, and such. So we do see them from time to time, but, you know, not as regular as one would have liked, because I think they do create a great opportunity.
And now, finally, Andre, in your opinion, as our conclusion, which option do you think is better, renting or owning?
I knew you were going to put me on the spot.
Yep.
I think the best option depends on your financial situation, those goals we spoke about, the economic climate. You know, to summarize again, renting offers you the flexibility, it builds equity, and, you know, you basically have less upfront costs. So my advice would be is to actually make an informed decision. You know, you need to consider all the factors, including maintenance and responsibilities, market conditions, and your own financial stability. Now, I know that I'm sitting on the fence. We do find that most people prefer to eventually own property. I know there's exercises and calculations that one can do that will prove mathematically that, you know, if you purchase a property and there's probably a decline, if you had taken money that you would have paid and you basically save the balance over what you pay in a rent, in 15 odd years, you can buy such a property cash. Yes, in a perfect world. However, it does make sense. It's good for the balance sheet. It shows that, as we've mentioned earlier, the stability, and it gives you the freedom to do what you do. So, unfortunately, I am pro buying.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Okay. No, that makes sense to me, Andre. I'm sort of also on the fence, to be honest with you. But actually, rent to own sounds quite like a nice option there. But in the meantime, I'll just settle for rent.
Yeah, that is a nice option. You know, it happens a lot in complexes and so forth. But, you know, when somebody has an investment property, they paid it off quickly, then they can quite easily do this type of thing. It is definitely, as I said, we would love to do a lot more of these, but generally speaking, we don't often find people who can, you know, afford to have two, three or four properties. And, you know, the banks is only starting again now, for interest sake, to start looking at the rental incomes with a little bit of a different viewpoint. For some time, they've been shying away from it. And we are finding that at the moment they're rolling out very good offers where they're basically advertising and saying, we want you to buy that investment property. We're going to look at your rental to make sure that we bring that into the valuation, you know, to make sure that you can actually afford this property and probably another. So, yeah, it's a good thing.
This was very, very interesting. Andre Kleinans, thank you so much, CEO and founder of Easy Properties. Until next week then, same time, same place, Andre.
Absolutely, looking forward to it.
Likewise, thank you.
Thank you so much, Ian.